The last lesson ended with reinforce working but high variance. On the sigmoid bandit at theta equals 0, the single sample gradient had expectation 0.25 and standard deviation also 0.25, a signal-to-noise ratio of exactly 1. The natural fix is the one the baseline trick already pointed at. Subtract a function of the state that cancels the predictable part of the return, leaving a lower variance, how much better was this action than expected signal. Actor-critic methods make that baseline a learned object, the critic, trained alongside the policy, the actor. On our bandit, they will take the variance from 0.0625 all the way to 0 with the optimal baseline. In practice, the critic is approximated and the MC actor critic update remains unbiased for any state-only VFI the baseline identity holds regardless of critic error, with the critic's error costing uncancelled variance rather than bias. Bias appears once you bootstrap TD end step GAE with lambda plus 1. The bias variance trade is the central design choice in the actor-critic family. And getting it right is what nearly every modern deep RL algorithm, A2C, A3C, SAC coupled with the RLHF training step, is doing. The two networks. An actor-critic algorithm trains two networks together. Actor, the policy parameterized by theta, the policy, exactly as in reinforce. A neural network with parameters theta that map states to action distributions. Critic VFI, a state value critic, or QFI for state action. A learned estimate of the value function under the current policy. A second neural network with its own parameters phi. Both are trained jointly. Every batch of trajectories supplies a gradient update for the actor and a gradient update for the critic. The actor uses the critic's value estimates to compute lower variance gradient updates. The critic uses the actor's collected returns to improve its value estimates. They co-evolve. Two ways to use the critic. The critic enters the actor's update in one of two places, distinguishing the two main flavors of actor-critic. Monte Carlo, MC actor-critic, uses the critic as a baseline, replacing reinforces return minus baseline with the return minus the critic's value estimate. The full trajectory return is still computed from observed rewards. The critic only subtracts the predictable part. Unbiased for any state-only VFI, perfect or learned, the baseline identity, the expected value of VFI times the gradient of the log policy is 0, holds regardless of how wrong VFI is. The critic's error costs uncancelled variance, not bias. Still high variance because the return is itself a Monte Carlo estimate over the full trajectory tail. Temporal difference, TD, actor critic, goes further. Replace the return itself with a bootstrapped one-step estimate. The reward plus gamma times the critic's value at the next state. The advantage becomes the TD error. Now the gradient update needs only one step of reward, not the whole trajectory tail. So the variance is far lower. The price, VFI appears on both sides of the equation, so the estimate is biased while VFI is wrong. As training progresses and VFI approaches VPI, the bias shrinks. At convergence, it vanishes. N-step return generalizes between these two. At N equal to 1, pure TD, high bias, low variance. At N equal to infinity, pure MC, low bias, higher variance. Picking N is a knob. Generalized advantage estimation, GAE, Schulman et al., 2016. Blends all n-step advantages with a geometric weight lambda between 0 and 1, giving a single estimator that interpolates smoothly between TD, lambda 0, and MC, lambda 1. GAE is the standard advantage estimator in PPO and most modern policy gradient implementations. You do not need its full derivation here. Only that GAE with lambda approximately 0.95 in a paper means use a bias variance trade somewhere closer to MC than to TD. The training loop. In skeletal form, with the MC variant, TD analogously. The Critic Update is just supervised regression. Train VPhi to predict the return on observed states, or the reward plus gamma times the critic's next state value for TD style. The Actor Update is reinforce from the last lesson, with the return minus critic advantage in place of return minus baseline. Two networks, two gradient steps per batch. Worked. Variance reduction on the L4 bandit. Take the exact bandit from the last lesson, deterministic rewards. Reward 1. 1 for action. 1. Reward 0 for action 2. Sigmoid policy. The probability of action 1 is sigma of theta. At theta equals 0, the policy is equiprobable. Sigma of 0 is 0.5. Reinforce recap from L4. The single sample reinforce gradient is the reward times the gradient of the log policy with respect to theta. Now actor critic with the optimal state value baseline V star, the true mean reward under the current policy. Since the bandit is stateless, V star is the expected reward under the policy. At theta equals to 0, the advantage using gradient is the reward minus V star times the gradient of the log policy. Compute it for each action. Both actions give exactly the same gradient, 0.25. So, the optimal baseline collapsed the variance to 0 on this deterministic problem, while leaving the expected gradient untouched. The intuition. The baseline subtracted out the only random thing in the estimator, the action sampling. So the remaining quantity is constant. With a perfect critic, single sample reinforce becomes single sample deterministic. That is the precise sense in which the critic reduces variance. On this toy, it is exact. On a real problem with a learned V, Phi, and stochastic rewards, the actor critic variance is greater than 0, but typically much less than the reinforce variance, the bias variance trade-off. The catch in the worked example, V star was given. In practice, the critic VPhi is learned from observed returns and is not exactly equal to VPi. Important. The MC actor critic update remains unbiased even when VPhi is wrong. The baseline identity, the expected value of VPhi times the gradient of the log policy is 0, holds for any state-only function VPhi, so the critic's error cancels in expectation. What the critic's error costs is variance. The closer VPhi is to VPi, the more of the Bjorn's random action variance the baseline subtracts away, and the lower the gradient estimator's variance. A perfect V-star drives the variance to 0 on a stateless problem, as the worked example showed. A wrong VPhi only fails to drive the variance as far down as it could. Bias enters once you bootstrap, not when you baseline. The TD and N-step variance below replace the return with an estimate that includes VPhi inside the target, and that is the step that breaks unbiasedness. Concretely, MC actor critic, return minus VPhi as advantage, unbiased for any state-only VPhi, perfect or learned. The critic only reduces variance. The estimator's bias does not depend on how accurate VPhi is. TD actor critic, the reward plus gamma times the critic's next state value minus its current state value as advantage. The bootstrap inserts VPhi on both sides of the target. So the estimator is biased by gamma times the critic's next state error minus its current state error, which can be large early in training. Variance is much lower. Bias appears here, driven by the bootstrap, not by the baseline. End step, GAE, tune N, or lambda to trade. Typical PPO settings use GAE with lambda equals 0.95, which is closer to MC than TD. Most of the variance reduction comes from the partial bootstrap value function targets with a little unbootstrap tail to keep most of the bias controlled. The dominant practical answer is use GAE with a moderate lambda. That choice is the entire point of the lesson. a small, deliberate bias from bootstrapping, buys enormous variance reduction. A note on Q-critics and what is and is not a valid baseline. Two clarifications that catch people. Q-critic variance, DDPG, SAC, twin delayed DDPOA. Learn a state action critic QFI instead of VFI. The actor update uses QFI directly, often the gradient through QFI at the policy's chosen action, for deterministic policies, or expectations under stochastic policies. The critic is then trained against the Bellman optimality equation, rather than the policy evaluation equation. This is the family that dominates continuous control, SAC in particular. The baseline must depend only on the state, not on the action being taken. That is what makes the baseline subtraction unbiased. A state-only baseline factors out of the expectation over actions and multiplies the expected gradient of the log policy, which is zero. If you tried to use an action-dependent quantity like AFI as the baseline, the gradient of the log policy would not cleanly factor out, and the estimator would bias. A state-only VFI is fine. QFI, which depends on the action, is not a valid baseline, though it can replace the return in other ways, as in the Q-critic variance. Why this matters when you use AI? Actor-critic is the template for nearly every modern deep RL algorithm. PPO, lesson 8, is actor-critic with GAE-based advantage and a clipped trust region objective. It is the algorithm used in the canonical RLHF post-training step for LLMs. ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini are typically post-trained with RLHF or related preference-based methods. Constitutional AI, RLAF use A generated preferences. DPO-style direct methods skip the explicit PPO step. When a paper writes PPO, it is writing actor-critic with the modifications from Lesson 8. SAC, Soft Actor Critic, Harnoja et al. 2018, is the standard algorithm for continuous control robotics. Actor critic with entropy, regularization, and a Q critic. A2C and A3C are the original Deep RL actor critic algorithms. Manish et al. 2016, Synchronous and Asynchronous Variance, the Deep RL workhorses before PPO took over. GAE is the advantage estimator most policy gradient implementations use by default. So when you read about an RL-trained system, the first decomposition is what is the actor, what is the critic, and how do they trade bias for variance? The answer is the algorithm common pitfalls. Forgetting the critic is learned. VFI has its own approximation error, separate from the policies. Early in training, the critic is wrong, the bootstrapped advantage is biased, and the actor's updates can go in directions that are right only with respect to the critic's current, wrong, value estimates. This is one of the reasons deep RL is harder than supervised learning. Using QFI as the baseline. This is the most common subtle bug. QFI depends on the action being taken, so subtracting it from the return biases the gradient estimator. VFI, state only, is the legitimate baseline. QFI can replace the return entirely in some variants, but is not itself a baseline. Bootstrapping early and aggressively. TD-YAZU0, actor critic, is the lowest variance, highest bias choice. When VFI is wrong, which it always is at first, TD bootstrapping propagates the error. Most production methods use GAE with a moderate lambda, closer to MC than to TD, accepting some variance to control the bootstrap-induced bias. Confusing the actor and critic objectives. They are trained against different losses. Critic loss, supervised regression to the target, the return for MC, the reward plus gamma times, the critic's next state value for TD, minimized with respect to phi. Actor loss, the policy gradient with the critic's advantage estimate, maximized with respect to theta. Two networks, two losses, two gradient flows. People get the gradient signs wrong if they conflate them. What you should remember. Actor Critic trains two networks jointly. The policy parameterized by Theta, Actor, and VFi or QFi, Critic. The critic supplies lower variance signal for the actor's policy gradient, either as a baseline, the return minus VFi, MC, or as part of a bootstrapped target, the reward plus gamma times the next state value minus the current state value, T. N-step return and GAAE interpolate. PPO uses GAE with lambda approximately 0.95 by default. Variance reduction is the central gain, and it is quantitative. On the L4 sigmoid bandit at theta E0, reinforce has variance 0.0625, standard deviation 0.25, signal-to-noise ratio 1. Actor critic with the optimal baseline V. V star equal to 0.5 gives variance 0, signal-to-noise ratio infinity. The critic subtracts out the predictable part of the return, leaving only the action conditional signal. The cost is bias. In practice, VFi is learned and not equal to VPi. TD bootstrapping inserts the error on both sides of the advantage. MC actor critic and high lambda GAE keep the bias small. Pure TD0 trades the most bias for the most variance reduction. The right lambda is the design choice the actor-critic family lives or dies on. Actor-critic is the template behind nearly every modern deep RL algorithm. PPO, RLHF for LMs, SIE, continuous control robotics, A2C, A3C, and most of what you read in deep RL papers. The two network split, the advantage estimator, the bias variance trade, those are the building blocks. Phase one of this track now has the full policy gradient picture, imitation learning, L2, the MDP formalism, L3, reinforce, L4, and actor critic, L5. Phase two turns to the other branch of the dispatch table, value-based RL. The next lesson derives Q learning directly from the Bellman optimality equation and shows what changes when the network learns Q theta and acts greedily, with no explicit policy network at all.